This show is produced on the original lands of the Dja Dja Wurrung people, and we pay our respects to the elders past and present.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time with your host, Milton Perkins.
It's time to get the show underway, and start one off from the Robin Hague's band, Shout for Joy.
Than he was yesterday. His mercy, love, and deep compassion are with us every step of the way. Shout for joy to the Lord our God. Sing your praises on the earth. Come and worship the Lord most high. Praise his glorious name. King of glory, Jesus, anointed, holy, Jesus, your name is higher than Jesus. Shout for joy to the Lord our God, sing your praises on the earth, come and worship the Lord most high, praise his glorious name.
Oh, shout for joy! joy. Shout, shout aloud. Won't you come? Oh, come and praise and lift, oh, lift up his name. For he, oh, he is God, and all the earth he made. Let us bow, let us bow. Oh, for we, yes, we are his. Today, if you hear his voice, please don't turn away, don't turn away. As you did once before.
There's a few bright songs to start off the show with. Start off with Rodman Haig's band, Shout for Joy. Then, and the last one in the bracket was Anne White, called Song for Joy. You're tuned to Good News Gospel Time with Milton. It's great to have your company today, especially if today's the first time you've tuned in. Hope this won't be your last.
I can feel his hand in fault, I know he'll understand.
Till the day he tells me why he loves me so,
he loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine, that's all I need to know.
I will never walk alone, he holds my hand,
he holds my hand.
He will guide each step I take, and if I fall, I know understand.
Till the day he tells me why he loves me so,
he loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine, that's all I need to know. I can feel his hand. All I need to know.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time.
Unless you do something about this storm. Be quiet, peace be still, Jesus told the storm. And their boat was left in waters that were calm. When storms rage against you, tell the Lord. You should pray and tell the Lord how mighty is your storm. With faith then turn around and look at the storm face on, and tell the storm how mighty is your Lord. Against you and threaten your very life, when cloudy skies overshadow and block the sun from sight, be sure to tell the Master how mighty is your storm. Then tell the storm how mighty is your Lord. When storms rage against you, tell the Lord. You should pray and tell the Lord how mighty is your storm. With faith then turn around and look at the storm face on, and tell the storm how mighty is your Lord. Then tell the storm how mighty is your Lord. Then tell the storm how mighty.
Thank you. tomorrow. Yesterday is dead and gone. Soon another day will follow. So I try to linger on. Though I'll have to go through sorrow and have to fight for right and wrong. Oh, my Lord, bless my tomorrow. Where I'm weak, please make me strong. I believe in my tomorrow, and I believe that there is someone who holds my future in the hollow of his own strong and loving hand. And I believe in one tomorrow, when all my life's out here and nurse is down. No matter if my world is narrow, I see my Lord and friend. I believe in my tomorrow, even in my darkest night. All I ask for signs to follow. Yes, I need your guiding light. How could friends of mine deceive me, and those I trusted hurt me so? Take my broken heart and lead me. Show me, Lord, which way to go. I believe in my tomorrow, and I believe that there is someone who holds my future in the hollow of his own strong and loving hand. And I believe in one tomorrow, when all my life's out here and earth is done. No matter if my world is narrow, I see my Lord and friend. No matter if my world is narrow, I see my Lord and friend.
We had Cal Samuelson sing I Believe in Tomorrow, and Beckham sang Tell the Storm.
Understanding, broaden your mind and emotion.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I?
Who am I
that the King would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave you never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles until they're won. For who am I?
Who am I
that the King would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time with your host, Milton Perkins.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsman, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear, cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields. scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain.
Could you pass the salt, please?
My dad loves salt. He salts everything, whether it needs it or not. But it drives my mom nuts.
Why do you always do that? You haven't even taken your first bite.
Oh, I don't know. It just tastes better.
Oh, Larry.
So when I read that Bible verse in Matthew chapter 5 about us being the salt of the earth, I thought of my dad.
It just tastes better.
That's what we're supposed to be doing, making life better for the people around us. Flavoring life with a heavenly ingredient. Christians are to be the salt in the melting pot of humanity. We're the salt that makes people thirsty for the water of life. So, are you a salty Christian? The recipe in Matthew 5 won't taste right if it's missing an ingredient. Is your Christian life missing something? A thought from the Our Daily Bread devotional guide. You can find the missing ingredient on our webpage at rbc.net.
Welcome back to Good News Gospel Time. The bracket of songs we played started off with Agape from Annie Salem Aloe, God of the Poor from Graham Hendrick, and Upside Down was sung by Deborah Pera.
Get up in the morning to work another day. You're still tired from the day before and just want to hide away. When the bills keep getting higher and the pressure seems too much, just lift your hands to Jesus and feel His gentle touch. Come on, friend, believe God's word. What have you got to lose? There is only one solution that you and I can choose. A loving Savior's waiting to take away your blues and give you more abundant life. What have you got to lose? There seems no hope in sight. You've lost all faith and trust in man and can't go on another night. Just raise your hands and praise God's name. He'll fill you with his power. Your first love will be strengthened as you walk with him each hour. So come on, friend, believe God's word. What have you got to lose? There is only one solution that you and I can choose. A loving Savior's waiting to take away your blues and gives you more abundant life. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? There's only one solution that you and I can choose. A loving Savior's waiting to take away your blues and gives you more abundant life. What have you got to lose? He gives you more abundant life. What have you got to lose?
Over us, watch.
started off the bracket with one from Diane Wirtz with What Have You Got to Lose? And Jackie Storer sang that touching song called My Angel.
Stay tuned for Word of the Week.
And now it's time for Word of the Week. In Proverbs 3:27, we read, Do not withhold good. Dan Clark recalls when he was a teenager. He and his father once stood in line to buy tickets for the circus. They noticed a poor family immediately in front of them. The parents were holding hands. They had 8 children, all probably under the age of 12. He could tell that the circus was going to be a new adventure for them all. The attendant asked how many tickets they wanted, and the man proudly responded, I'd like to buy 8 children's tickets and 2 adults' tickets. When the attendant quoted the price, the man's wife let go of his hand and her head dropped. The man leaned a little closer and asked again, How much did you say? The attendant quoted the price again. The man obviously didn't have enough money and he looked crushed. Clark says that his father watched all of this, put his hand in his pocket, pulled out a $20 bill and dropped it onto the ground. His father then reached down, picked up the note, tapped the man on the shoulder and said, Excuse me, but I think this must be yours. The man knew exactly what was going on. He looked straight into Clark's father's eyes, took his hand, shook it, and with a tear streaming down his cheek, replied, thank you, sir. This means a whole lot to me and my family. Clark and his father went back to their car and drove home. They didn't have enough money to buy tickets to go to the circus that night, but that didn't matter. They'd blessed a whole family, and it was something that neither family would ever, ever forget. That's called doing good. May God bless you, and if you get the chance to be a blessing to someone else in any way, please don't let that chance pass you by.
When you get up in the morning, start a brand new day. Do you thank the Lord for the gift of life and all the blessings that come your way? When you taste the breath that God has grown, do you thank Him for the love He's shown and how He's faithful and true? I believe in attitude of thankfulness and gratitude will cause the Lord to smile on you. To have the health to work and live is a blessing only God can give. To know when we make mistakes, He's always ready to forgive. To know that He created all, to think of us who are so small, His mercy every day are fresh and new. I believe in attitude of thankfulness and gratitude will call the Lord to smile on you.
then bringing us to the place where we would know His saving grace, then heaven, when this life is true. I believe in attitude of thankfulness and gratitude will cause the Lord to smile on you.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time.
Richard Burt singing Give Love. That's just about it for the show today. Close off with another song from Ken Byford and Anne Hartman. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. All the best for now.
About what you can't help is pretty much useless.
But to worry about something you can help is thoughtless on your part.
Worry is like a disease.
Unlike the common cold, however, there is a cure.
The treatment for worry is found in the Bible.
Philippians chapter 4 will help you learn to be immune to worry.
And it's not a trick of mind over matter.
It's a spiritual thing.
The more that God's Spirit controls you,
the less worry will affect the way you live.
Why worry when you can pray to God?
Unless you think your worry can do a better job than the Creator of the universe.
Didn't think so. Try a dose of Philippians chapter 4.
No worries then, mate. Fair dinkum. I did not laugh. No worries then, mate. Fair dinkum. I did not laugh.
Okay,
I got it.
All right. No, I don't. A valuable lesson from the daily devotional, Our Daily Bread.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Hope you enjoyed that one. From the Radio Bible Class Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this program. If you have any comments or questions, you can send an email to me at radiomilton@gmail.com. radiomilton@gmail.com. And now I'd like to thank some people who helped with today's show. Paul, Dillis, Jill, and Our Daily Bread for the closing messages, and of course the singers, songwriters, and producers who supplied the material for this show. Thank you very much.